Those who know. Once upon a time, we don't know how, it happened that Nasruddin acquired a reputation for having wisdom. And the reputation reached the ears of the king, and the king thought it would be a pleasant entertainment to invite Nasruddin to his court and show off his wisdom. Nasruddin didn't want to come, but it's difficult to refuse the invitation of a king. So at last, one day, he came to the court, and the king was seated on his throne, and all the courtiers were arranged around the room. Nasruddin came in, and he looked at them all, and he said, "Do you know what I have come to talk to you about?" And of course they all said, "No." And Nasruddin said, "Well, if you don't even know the subject, what's the point in talking to you?" And he turned around and left. Of course, this did not please the king very much. He said to the courtiers, "We're going to invite this man back, and this time we'll be ready for him." So they invited Nasruddin to come again. He tried to delay, but at last he had to come. The king was seated on the throne. The courtiers were all arranged around the room, and Nasruddin came, and he looked at them all, and he said, "Do you know what I have come to talk to you about?" And they all said, "Yes." And Nasruddin said, "Well, if you know already, I don't have to say anything." And he turned around and left. Of course, this did not please the king. So he said, "We're going to invite him back again, and this time we'll really fix him. We'll be ready for him." So they invited Nasruddin to come again to the court. At last he came. The king was seated on the throne. The courtiers were there. Nasruddin looked at them and said, "Do you know what I have come to talk to you about today?" And half of the room said yes, and half of the room said no. And Nasruddin said, "Well, then it's very simple. Those who know can tell those who don't know." And he turned around and left.